Now, I'd like to have guests from the official opposition to the NDP to join us here in the Trending 55 Hot Seat. We're pleased to be joined on the line right now by David Shepherd, who is one of the NDP's health critics and is also the MLA for Edmonton City Centre. I guess, first of all, David, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Always a pleasure, Cal. Thanks for having me.
All right. Main topic I want to discuss here is something that we've seen come up a bit in Alberta in recent weeks is these some health clinics out there that are having these, I guess, paid memberships, if you will, for doctor access. I think it was a couple of weeks ago there was that one clinic in Calgary that got a lot of attention for that. And I think we've discovered that there have been some others in the province that have been going down a similar route. I guess, first of all, what's kind of your sort of take on the fact that some of these are starting to appear now in Alberta?
So what we've seen happen recently in Calgary with this particular clinic is deeply concerning, because what we have is a situation where folks who have been seeing this family doctor for, you know, potentially years are suddenly being told, hey, if you want to continue to maintain that same access, we're going to charge you up to $5,000 a year for a membership fee. So that is deeply concerning. Of course, under Canadian healthcare system, under Medicare, nobody is supposed to pay to be able to see a family doctor. That should not be a barrier for folks. So when we have a situation where folks who may potentially not have that kind of dollars being told, if you don't pay $5,000 a week, you only get that one day a week when you can get in to see your doctor. That's deeply concerning, especially at a time when we have hundreds of thousands of Albertans who do not have access to a family doctor. This is because we've had a government, the UCP, who was very antagonistic towards family doctors, fought with them during the pandemic, made massive changes to the way they were paid that made it very difficult for them to be able to continue to operate clinics. So we've lost doctors who've gone out of practice and out of province. So when we have a time when we have incredible scarcity, putting people in the position then where they're being asked to pay to be able to see their family doctor is deeply concerning.
And one thing that kind of stuck out to me was when some of these stories first popped up was that, you mentioned sort of the federal aspect of things, because, you know, it wasn't that long ago that we saw Alberta and most of the other provinces really go after the federal government trying to say, okay, we need more money for our healthcare systems. And, you know, the fact that this situation came up could have potentially thrown a wrench into that. So what kind of a message does this kind of send to sort of maybe people elsewhere in the country kind of looking at Alberta here?
Well, it's something I think where people have a real reason to question what's happening. I mean, especially since, you know, Danielle Smith, before she became the leader of the UCP and the premier of the province, spent, you know, a couple of decades advocating for this kind of a model. She spoke out against the Canada Health Act. She talked about how it stifled innovation. She talked about how it prevented choice. She advocated very strongly for clinics to be able to operate privately and for people to pay more out of pocket to access a family doctor or potentially other medical services. Now, she suddenly changed her tune when she became the premier. She claims now that she would never allow that to happen. And so in this case, we have seen the federal government speak out and say, what this clinic in Calgary is going to do is against the Canada Health Act. And it took a few days, but eventually the premier and the minister of health also agreed, spoke out against it. But they are refusing to take action against a number of other clinics in this province who have been practicing this kind of model, this sketchy kind of thing where they talk about, well, hey, pay us a membership fee, we'll get you your blood work done faster. We'll get you that diagnostic scan that's covered under Alberta Healthcare because it's medically necessary. We'll help you get that faster. So these are questionable things we had started to look into while we were in government. We were preparing legislation ahead of the 2019 election. Weren't able to get that through before. And then Tyler Chandra, as Minister of Health, kind of put a stop to that process. So we are pushing hard now, I think, for the UCP government, for Premier Smith, Minister LaGrange, to bring in legislation to close this loophole once and for all.
And on this kind of thing, I hate to use the slippery slope argument here, but is the concern also here that a little bit that maybe this could set somewhat of a precedent for this kind of for these situations happening?
Absolutely, it's deeply concerning because, as I said, we are in a level of crisis we have not seen in some time, if ever, in this province in terms of access to primary care. As I said, the UCP government under Minister Chandra and Premier Kenney, and certainly continued for a while under that government, went to war with doctors, and they specifically targeted family doctors. So they did things like during the pandemic, they refused to pay a fair wage for people to see their patients virtually. Other provinces stepped up and covered that. In Alberta, you got paid the same amount for 15 minutes as you did for a 45-minute or an hour-long call. That made it really difficult for family doctors to continue to practice. They had to lay off staff. They closed clinics. Some left practice, some left the province. So we're in a desperate position now, and we have yet to see the UCP government step up with a solution. Other provinces have cut new deals to better support family doctors. Alberta has not. So that means family doctors are in a desperate position. And that means some of them might start looking to, well, if there's ways I can charge and stuff like that, then maybe that's how I keep my clinic open. We need to make sure that is not allowed and that we're paying a reasonable wage, reasonable supports to our family doctors so that Albertans continue to get that access without having to pay out of pocket.
You mentioned the point earlier about trying to get sort of legislation preventing this. I don't believe the House will be in session again until, I want to say, October, but will this certainly be a possibility for perhaps a bill coming from you guys in terms of, again, having this legislation put in place?
Absolutely. So as I said, we put forward a bill in 2019 in the first session of the legislature. Unfortunately, UCP members at that point didn't vote against even debating it on the floor of the legislature. They refused to even let it come in. So we are absolutely prepared. If this government will not bring in legislation to close that loophole, one of our members will this fall.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here at the Training 55 Odyssey, we always like to throw in a little personal side of the politicians here. Of course, we are middle of summertime right now. Probably a lot of people going out to check out different areas of the province. Of course, you yourself are the MLA for Edmonton City Centre. What are some interesting things going on in your riding that people might be interested to check out here in the next few weeks of summer?
City Center here in Edmonton, obviously, and lots of stuff going on in the summer. We're known as Festival City. A lot of it happens right here in our downtown. One of the things I'm looking forward to is the Cary West Festival. So that's coming up not this weekend, but the following weekend. So that's a celebration of Caribbean cultures. And we have a lot of folks who have Caribbean heritage here in our city. For over 30 years, Cary West has been celebrating. We have a big parade downtown where we have the masquerade band, so people in full costume, big sound trucks out celebrating, dancing. I know some of my colleagues are going to be taking part in the parade this year. Unfortunately, I'm going to miss it. I'm going to be out of town, but that's certainly one of the things I'd recommend that people come and check out. The parade on the Saturday morning and then the festival going on at Churchill Square throughout the weekend.
Well, it's good to hear about things like that. David Shepherd, one of the NDP's health critics, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me, Cal.